Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Harley's Hose Lines and Everything in Between. Travis Scott here with the next part in the Disney must-do saga. In this episode, we'll be talking about Disney's Hollywood Studios, Disney's tribute to all things movies. So grab your tickets and popcorn and find a seat as we take a trip into the cinema. Well, kinda. Well, as usual, we're going to start with some history about the park. Disney's Hollywood Studios, formerly known as Disney's MGM Studios, began as a concept idea for a new pavilion at Epcot in Future World. A couple of Disney Imagineers were tasked with designing the new Epcot pavilion and decided to take a new approach and came up with two movie cinema-themed attractions, the Great Movie Ride and the Studio Backlot Tour. Well, once Michael Eisner heard about the idea, he requested that the plans change a little, and instead of making a new pavilion at Epcot, making a new theme park altogether. A Hollywood-themed park. Well, in 1985, Disney entered into a partnership with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, or MGM, for rights to use their brand and logo for what would become Disney's MGM Studios. The contract also included the addition of working production facilities, as well as an animation studio, which was in operation before the park officially opened, and for a short time thereafter. The park opened in May 1989 with only the Great Movie Ride and the Studio Backlot Tour as its only two attractions. Then in the 1990s, the park's popularity and attendance grew, which brought the addition of the Sunset Boulevard section, along with the Tower of Terror attraction, which we'll talk about later. In that same decade, the satellite animation studio in the park assisted with the production of Beauty and the Beast, Aladdin, The Lion King, and the entire project of Mulan and Lilo and Stitch. In 2004, the Studio Backlot Tour attraction, which brought you on a tour past famous television homes and vehicles using some blockbuster hits. In 2007, the park was rebranded as Disney's Hollywood Studios, which also brought about a lot of changes to the park, such as the closing of the Studio Backlot Tour and the American Idol Experience. So, first up on our list of must-see attractions is the ever-awesome Rock and Roller Coaster starring Aerosmith. Now, I'm not much of a roller coaster guy at all, but I wouldn't mind doing this one again. Shh, don't tell my wife I said that. The ride opened in 1999 and features the music from the Grammy Award-winning rock band Aerosmith. Rock and Roller Coaster takes you on a wild ride through downtown LA on your way to an Aerosmith concert which you've been personally invited to by the band. In your very own Superstretch limo, I might add. Now, due to the ride's design with electromagnetic propulsion, the ride launches you going 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds as you experience 5 Gs. To give you a little insight, a rocket launch is only about 3. There's also corkscrews and barrel rolls, along with some other twists and turns throughout the ride, bringing you to the concert, where Aerosmith is waiting for you. Pretty epic, huh? Oh, you hear that music? That could only mean one thing. Next one up on our list is one that I don't ever plan on doing ever again. But it's something that you might enjoy. This one is the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, located on the Sunset Boulevard section of the park, right next to the Rock and Roller Coaster. Inspired by Rod Serling's TV series The Twilight Zone, the ride opened in 1994. This accelerated drop ride takes place in the Hollywood Tower Hotel, as you hear the story of how the riders have mysteriously vanished while riding the elevator after a paranormal event. As you ride in your elevator car throughout the hotel, you see visions of the missing passengers in the hallway, and then the elevator car stops, and the doors open for a brief moment just before the drop. Tower of Terror has gone through many upgrades over the years. One of those upgrades includes the drop sequence. Now, when the ride first started, it was a single drop. And then on the ride's second year anniversary, they added a second drop sequence. On the third anniversary, a third. Until the fourth year when they added a fourth drop sequence. The ride's slogan, "Never the Same Fear Twice," refers to the random drop pattern which is chosen by a computer before the ride starts. It's never the same sequence twice. And I'm not gonna lie, I screamed like a bitch. And next up on our list of things to do at Disney's Hollywood Studios is Muppet Vision 3D. I mean, come on, who didn't love the Muppets when they were kids, right? Well, anyway, Muppet Vision 3D is a cute little 3D show at Disney's Hollywood Studios that is filled with corny and cheap 3D effects, which, at the time of its debut, were state-of-the-art, believe it or not. Well, the show takes us on a tour of the Muppet Studios, hosted by Kermit, Gonzo, Fozzie, Miss Piggy, Sam Eagle, Bean Bunny, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew, and his assistant, Beaker. And, actually, I just happen to have Beaker here with me to tell us a little bit about the show. So, Beaker, why don't you take it away?
Me, 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 me,
Beaker. Beaker. This isn't what I had in mind. Beaker. Forget it. Go. Where'd you get a drum from? What the? It's actually pretty good. Beaker? Beaker? Not that loud. Beaker? Oh, jeez. Wait, Beaker. Wait. Hold. You're. Beaker? Beaker! Oh, God. There he goes again. Oh, jeez. Now he's on fire. Beaker! Wait, come back! Beaker! Wait, don't plug that in, please. Wait, hold on. So much for that. Thanks, Beaker.
I appreciate the help.
Moving right along on our journey brings us to a galaxy far, far away with this famous sci-fi movie franchise, and that is Star Tours. Open in 1989, Star Tours was a simulation ride that was built by using a flight simulation platform along with George Lucas's production team to make an immersive ride that takes you on a wild adventure throughout the galaxy. The original version of the ride had guests boarding on their Starspeeder 3000 on a trip to tour the forest moon of Endor, piloted by your very own RX-24 droid, or Rex for short, originally voiced by Paul Rubens. After a slight mishap on Rex's part trying to exit the launch bay, once in space, Rex has R2 make the jump to light speed. But, as Rex's luck would have it, the Starspeeder overshoots the runway, so to speak, and passes right by Endor and right into an asteroid cluster, as if things couldn't get any worse. Ha! Think again. A trip through the galaxy wouldn't be complete without an encounter with a Star Destroyer. And then, you're tagging along in the assault on the Death Star. In 2010, the ride closed for renovations and upgrades and reopened in 2011 with an all-new experience for the ride. The ride queue had very little changes as far as visuals go, and as for the ride itself, riders are now getting a whole new experience. Several, in fact. That's right, I said several. One of them being a newly added 3D feature. The ride now has different scenarios with several new possible destinations as well. Now, another new addition to the park as of August of this year is the new Star Wars Galaxy's Edge section of the park, which was built around Star Tours the Ride. I haven't been to this new area of the park yet, but from what I can tell, it is out of this world. Get it? See what I did there? I hear that new area also includes a new Millennium Falcon ride called Smuggler's Run, where you can actually pilot the Millennium Falcon. How cool is that? Another must-do at Hollywood Studios is Toy Story Midway Mania. Toy Story Mania opened at Hollywood Studios in 2008. Toy Story Midway Mania takes you inside a carnival midway with Buzz, Woody, and the rest of the gang as you compete in different carnival games like ring toss and darts. Now, here's a big must-do at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Just about every park has some kind of nighttime show, whether it be fireworks or a stage show of some sort. If you're going to see any of them, make it a point to see this one. This must-see stage show at Disney's Hollywood Studios is called Fantasmic. Fantasmic is an awesome nighttime stage show that incorporates stage performances, water, video projection, and lighting effects. Oh, and some pyrotechnics as well. Fantasmic opened at the Walt Disney World Resort in 1998 at Hollywood Studios after having already been open at Disneyland for 6 years. As we journey inside Mickey's imagination, we revisit some of Disney's all-time favorites like The Jungle Book, The Little Mermaid, Finding Nemo, Pinocchio, The Lion King, Pocahontas, Alice in Wonderland, and a few others. But then Mickey's dream takes a terrible turn as it gets taken over by some classic Disney villains. Mickey finally faces Maleficent in a brief duel between good and evil, but with the power of Mickey's imagination, as well as the viewers, Mickey is able to defeat Maleficent and the rest of Disney villains to bring the show to a close. Fantasmic is located at the Hollywood Hills Amphitheater next to the Tower of Terror. Like I said before, if you plan on seeing any of the nighttime shows, make it this one. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode. I'm trying to think if there's anything I left out. Now, there are so many other things to do around the park. You can go online to the Walt Disney World Resort website, or you can grab a map when you get there and explore for yourself. On the next episode, we'll trek into the jungle and check out Disney's Animal Kingdom. Until next time.